Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Ann Wilson bringing this back. She's Nancy's sister. The two of them make up the band Heart, plus their side men. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on, in fact, Cliff, this is your 8th anniversary. How about that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Wow, tremendous.
We keep all these records. We've got your on-base percentage, your walks, and your strikeouts. We've got the whole thing here.
Yeah, that's right. And I remember it was our very first interview was like right after the financial crisis. It was called
yep.
Oops.
Exactly. So the new book is called The Crowdfunding Handbook. Raise
Handbook.
Money for your... I'm sorry, the crowdfunding... What did I say? Crowdfunding
right.
Handbook.
The Crowdfunding Handbook.
Handbook.
Available wherever books are sold. Published by Amacom. And I also got, by the way, if you want a nice summary of what's in the book, I just put up a free one-hour YouTube video about
wow.
this, about all this stuff. If you go to YouTube and search for either crowdfunding or equity crowdfunding or my name, Cliff Inico, you should be able to get, I got about 35 videos up there now.
Yeah.
It's becoming a big deal. I got one with over 100,000 views, so I must be doing something right
yep.
there.
Yep.
But this is the new one. It just went up last week, and just search for crowdfunding on YouTube, and you'll probably get my video. I'm the big guy in the purple sweater.
Yeah. The handsome dude. So no, seriously, folks, crowdfunding, if you are a desperate company on Main Street and you're trying to save yourself, this isn't an alternative to factoring.
Yeah.
But if you've got a business that's got some growth potential, if you've got financial statements that people can read and follow and believe in, and you're wanting to take your business to the next level, and you either have a way of taking the investors out or you're going to be with them when they want to get out, then this is for you, isn't it, Cliff?
That's right. That's exactly right. Always plan your exit. You don't want these people around forever. This is just a way for you to get where you want to go. Once you get where you want to go, you got to have a strategy for taking these people out, and that is something you need to discuss with your advisors and the people that are the portals and the people that are going to help you make this possible.
Right. Now, do you talk about percentages, ownership percentages? Do you give them any advice on
yep.
on not letting the minority become a majority?
Yep, I talk a lot about that. I talk about strategies for managing your crowd once you've done one of these. I talk about what kind of company you should be, how you should set it up. You should not give people voting equity, for example, because then every time you want to go to the bathroom, you got to solicit your crowd.
So you'll give them a special type of share.
Non-voting
class
common
B.
stock, that's meant for this. You're going to create a separate class of it. Now, of course, you have to be able to do that. So S corporations, for example, won't be able to do these because they can only have the one class of stock.
Right.
That's a big point that I make. They also
which is
can't
a, which
have
is
more
a
than
voting
100
stock.
Shareholders.
Which
so.
Is a voting stock, right?
That's right.
So that's a good point. So,
yeah.
Folks, this means that you may have to change
your company a little bit in order to do one of these. Yeah, you may have to shift the way you do business.
And you can't do it if you're an LLC.
And all that.
You can't do it if you're an LLC.
That's right. LLCs can do them, Jim, but it's cumbersome. It's difficult. You have mm-hmm. to kind of put a few square pegs in some round holes.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be done. S corporations cannot do them.
But there's a whole lot of difference in running a C corp and an S corp.
That is correct.
And
exactly
so you make
right.
sure
so
you
you
know what that
to,
is.
Right.
But if as long as you keep your shareholders under 49%, then if they got voting stock.
Yeah, my recommendation is much less, actually. I don't think you want to have them have more than 10-15% of your company.
Yeah.
You want to leave some room for serious investors down the road.
But
you know, I mean, at some point, you really do want to do the traditional venture
right.
capital deal with, mm-hmm. with the credit investors and all that. This is a stopgap mm-hmm. to get you to that point where those kind of guys take you seriously.
Should you seek investors on your own, or should you go to one of these aggregators?
Well, right now you got to go. In order to do one of these crowdfunding things, you got to have a portal. You cannot do this yourself. You cannot put this on your website saying, "Hey, I'm selling 20% of my company for $5 million." You have to go with portals. So far, 40 companies have registered with the SEC. to become portals. Ten of those are national broker-dealers, and for now, I might recommend you start with those because the other guys aren't established yet. They're just getting off the ground.
Go with the big guys. Yeah, go with a name you know. Yeah, that's a good. That's a good suggestion.
So, for example, Indiegogo has indicated they're gonna go into this marketplace. But Kickstarter, interestingly enough, which is the premier traditional crowdfunding site, has said that they're not.
So we're gonna get Cliff back on in the future and talk about this some more. But it's called the crowdfunding handbook. Raise money for your small business or startup with equity funding portals. Cliff, succeedinginyourbusiness.com, right?
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com and go to crowdfunding on YouTube.
Yeah, crowdfunding on YouTube and see his one-hour-long video. You'll get smarter when you do. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.